was only 1 second in it. He's beaten Charlie Robbins and taken the title.
And he joins us on the line now, Badge Ben Poulsen. Congratulations, mate, the 2020 Australian Ninja Warrior champ. Ready to do your 50th interview today, Benny?
Hey guys, yeah, I'm ready for it. Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. It's been a pretty wild ride, not going to lie.
Mate, yeah, it certainly has been. I mean, I want to get straight to the end here. Mate, how are the arms feeling when you're climbing that rope right at the end to reach the top to win by 1 second? Are those arms burning like hell?
Oh, those arms, they sure were. You know, we had stage two and then stage three and then the rope climb after that, all in one night. So by the time we actually climbed the rope, it was about 5 o'clock in the morning. It's pretty mentally exhausted and physically, but it was nice to have Zach and Charlie by my side, climbing along with me. And yeah, it was a bittersweet victory. 1 second between myself and Charlie. So while it was nice to succeed, it was also a bit bittersweet knowing that I took that away from Charlie.
But I want to go back to you. That was at 5 a.m. in the morning. When did the filming start?
Yeah, the filming started at probably about 9:30 is when they started to do stage two. They get through the eight athletes and then they got to move the cameras from one place to another and then take a break, and then they do the same between stage three and then the rope climb. And then, look, it's very time-consuming, considering it only takes 30 seconds to climb the rope.
Yeah, hey, now, I watched the first few seasons, then a bit of this season, Ben, but I thought, no one's ever going to climb Mount Midoriyama, so are we wasting our time? Was it getting a bit that way for you? What did you do differently to prepare yourself to be able to scale that rope up the mountain?
Yeah, good question. You know, it has taken 4 years for someone to finally get there, and I wasn't surprised that it wasn't just one person; it was three of us. And to be honest, like there's a handful of ninjas which are capable of, like physically capable of making it there. And sometimes I honestly feel like you may as well pull a name out of a hat, because anyone can make a mistake at any point. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad ninja. It just means that, you know, that 1%, one out of the 100 gotcha at that particular time. Mm. So we're all always only a few centimeters away from making a mistake.
Yeah, but your specific training for that one, did it change? And if so, what did you actually do this time around to prepare to be able to go that bit extra?
I think for me, mentally was the biggest one. You know, last year I had my worst season ever, and I didn't make it into the grand final. And I think that taught me a lesson of what it feels like to fail early and kind of be out of, as I called it, I wasn't invited to the party, which is the grand final. And it wasn't a nice feeling, but it kind of taught me that at the end of the day, all done and dusted, it's not actually a very big deal. And it's just like life moves on. So moving into season four, I wasn't so afraid to fall anymore. And I was kind of just really relaxed about it. And I think that really helped, that relaxed attitude. As you can see, the other two boys, Zach and Charlie, they're the most relaxed guys ever. And they just dominate the course, just like Ashlyn Herbert, who just dominates. So, yeah, I think there's something about that.
Ben, what sport did you play growing up, mate, as a kid? You're into your Aussie rules?
I definitely played a fair few team sports. Was never that great. I prefer to just, you know, stay on my own. I never knew where to go with the football. It'd be kicked to me, and then I'd stand there and, you know, run the opposite way. And I was that kind of kid. So I prefer to stick to single sports. I think it's more my forte.
Oh, I've read, you've commented about this quite a lot. You were bullied as a kid, and I'm sure there are probably some young kids listening now that maybe going through similar things. You did that for all the little Bens out there, mate. How have you overcome that?
Yeah, it's it is very much something that's part of my life is going through high school and losing that confidence, because I was always a bit out there. And then as soon as I was being made fun of the things which I enjoyed doing, you know, like playing the trumpet and magic and juggling, and it wasn't the coolest thing, obviously, in high school. I kind of then kept it to myself and then stopped doing those things altogether. It gave me a bit of anxiety around school, getting bullied and avoiding people. And that manifested once again in my early 20s. It kind of came back in an even worse way. So it's been up and down, like everyone's life. Everyone goes through troubles like that, and that's my particular story. And it wasn't until Ninja Warrior, and one place in particular called Ninja Academy, where the community of ninjas was just so welcoming. There was no judgment, no nothing, and you could just walk in there and be yourself. It really did help me move on from that.
Wish they had a Ninja Academy when I was a kid. Would have been a little bit different, though. We were watching the old movies, the Japanese movies. Is that where you met your partner, who's also a ninja warrior, Olivia?
Yeah. So Olivia and I met. I didn't actually know who she was in season one. I'd never met her. Between season one and season two, I started to see her at the gym. The love blossoms from there, training session to the next. And before you know it, we thought, let's go compete on this show in season two and see what happens. And it's been really, really helpful having one another there the whole time.
Yeah, and I read you're both from Perth, but you had to move to Brisbane and you're still in Brisbane. Is that right? Because of to be able to compete and because of coronavirus?
Yeah. So we moved to Brisbane in January, just because we felt like we'd spent our whole lives in Perth, and it was time for a change. And we're living currently in a house with two other ninjas, Fred Dorrington and Bryson Klein, who are two grand finalists this year. So I think having that household of ninjas has really kept us accountable with our training, and definitely made a big difference this season as well.
What does your backyard look like then if you've got a household full of ninjas? Is it all set up with obstacle courses? What goes on?
It's you'd be shocked at how much ninja stuff we can fit in a small backyard and a garage. We've got a bit of like a funky monkey bar set up. It's like a kid's monkey bar set up in the backyard, but we do a really good job with it, actually. So anything to just hang up a bar and swing around like a kid, it's just all fun to us.
Now, Ben, Gary, my co-host here, he's played rugby league for Australia. I've done bugger all in the way of sport. In fact, watching the final of Australian Ninja Warrior, mate, I managed to polish off a packet of salt and vinegar chips and a chocolate paddle pop. Mate, I noticed you've had surgery on a clavicle. Is it a clavicle or clavicicle? What is that?
Yeah. So it's at the shoulder joint there. It's a thing called osteolysis. Now that's a technical term. The simple term is I call it an injury, because it's very much an injury which is caused from hanging on my arms for so many years and swinging around, and that shoulder joint has just absolutely copped it. So I had surgery last year to shave off a whole section of the bone and realign that joint, and it's been much better for season four because it caused me a strife for about a couple of years there.
Have you noticed that's mostly most common in redheads? It's a ginger ninja, actually, I think, Ben. So.
Hey,
now I want to know this. When you're, and I saw, when you're racing the clock to beat that 26 and a half seconds or whatever it is, and you beat it by exactly a second, did you have any idea when you're heading up the rope, up the mountain, did you have any idea exactly what the time was and how long you had to go?
No, we actually had no idea. So there was a few, there's always a few editing tricks there with TV magic. So I was actually the first one to climb the rope out of the three of us. And I got to the top and I didn't know what my time was. I had no idea really what I'd done. So you kind of have to, be stoked with your efforts, but you're always super unsure. You still don't know if you've won anything. And then watch Zach go up and then watch Charlie go up. And then they announced that about half an hour later, we're all standing there, it's very different to the show.
It was. It was very clever editing because it looked exactly like you were just racing the clock and you've beaten Charlie's time. Well done, mate.
It's more interesting that way, I think. Thank you.
Well done, Benny. Now, listen, I notice you'll be in the new two-part special, Australian Ninja Warrior State of Origin, starting this Sunday at 7 on 9. Now, obviously, because you're from Perth, that's probably classed as Queensland, I'm suggesting, because Queenslanders don't mind a bit of cheating when it comes to recruiting for State of Origin.
We claim everyone.
Are you representing Queensland or New South Wales, mate?
While I'm living in Queensland, my heart definitely lies in WA, so I'll be representing WA in this competition.
Oh, right. So when it's State of Origin, it's all the states, not just New South Wales versus Queensland.
No. So it'd be So it'd be WA, Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland. Oh God, I'm Not every Tassie? Single state, but the vast majority. Not Tassie. Well, not Tassie.
Jason's not big on his sport, because the original state of origin had all those states when it was, because it was AFL back in the late 70s with WA and South Australia and Victoria. So come on, Jace. I'm going to give him a history lesson.
All right. Thanks for that. Hey, Benny, good luck in the state of origin, mate. And congratulations again on winning Australian Ninja Warrior for 2020. Thanks for joining us on Sports
Fantastic.
Day. Yeah. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate your time. And thank you so much.